The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. It's Alex Dunn and Ollie Pimlott with you on this edition, looking ahead to Wednesday's racing, or at least what's left of it, because the cold snap has really started to affect the racing calendar now, hasn't it, Mr. Pimlott? Firstly, how are you?
Hello, Alex Dunn.
Are you all right?
I'm very well.
You're a bit cold.
I'm a little bit cold in this studio, I must say. It's not the warmest. Have you got your boiler fixed? Because last time we recorded said podcast, you weren't a happy chappy, because just before Christmas, just before Mrs. Dunn's presents were bought...
She's not Mrs. Dunn yet.
No, well, the future Mrs. Dunn. Mm. Can you tell us what you're getting her?
I can.
She won't be listening to this podcast,
tell you
will
what
she?
Well, I haven't got her anything yet.
Right, what would she like?
She will be getting a necklace.
Right. Tiffany?
She's called Katie.
No, all right.
My sister's actually coming down to stay with her boyfriend
right.
tonight. And we're going shopping tomorrow,
right.
So I'm going to let her dictate.
So she's going to see the necklace?
No.
Oh,
her being my sister.
All right.
She's going to choose it for her.
Right.
Because girls know girls, don't they?
Yeah.
And it's also her
birthday. Have you got a budget for this?
No.
If it was like 300 quid,
No. Get away.
Are we halving?
Yeah. Max.
Right, okay.
But it's also a birthday on the 2nd of January.
Oh, that's never good, having a birthday around Christmas.
Yeah, so I've got to... I don't know what that'll be. I haven't thought that far ahead yet. Might get something in the sales, who knows?
Yeah.
She's lucky to have me, really. All these bargain shopping. It is really affecting the racing calendar now, isn't it? This miserable.
We always have
it's not miserable weather. It's just blimmin' cold.
Very cold. We always have it, don't we? Each year we have a cold snap for a couple of weeks, and it has hit now. Good to see that Wolverhampton have rescheduled their meeting from today at time of recording to run that tomorrow. So a lot of the horses which were balloted out, actually, ironically, weren't going to get a run with it being abandoned, but they put it up back on tomorrow. So there's three all weather meetings.
Well, that's at the time of recording, at least.
Yes,
fingers crossed. That
Wolverhampton
okay.
Was obviously... The track was fine today at Wolverhampton. It was just the walkways and stuff. But it is due to get a little bit warmer this evening, so I presume the thaw will have set in.
So we're recording this at about 2:10 on Tuesday afternoon. And as things stand, we've got Lingfield, Wolverhampton and Kempton to look forward to on Wednesday. We'll focus on two contests at Lingfield very shortly. But, of course, the festive period is upon us, and you've been on Racing Radio today, and it's pretty sparse. You've been chatting about plenty of things. But over Christmas, you've just got to hope that we can get this top-class racing on.
Yes.
Because particularly Kempton, and then you've got the Welsh National and the Lexus on consecutive days.
The forecast is due to get a little bit warmer, the long-term forecast, so I don't think that should be an issue. Hopefully.
Are you in here over Christmas?
Boxing Day. I always do Boxing Day.
With your father?
No, Pima Senior not there, but I always do Boxing Day. Time and half. I don't have to say anything because we've got so many meetings on. It's perfect.
Yeah, true. I think am I on with you?
You on Boxing Day, Alex?
I'm in. I'm on the radio New Year's Day. I know that.
Right.
Which is also, it's actually not
New
a,
Year's
not
Eve I am. And then, do you know what? I've got to go on Boxing on the New Year's Day. You'd like this trip. Stoke Newcastle.
Ooh.
That could not be a great game.
No, that won't be.
No.
That'll be cold and
cold,
wet.
Wet, with a stinking hangover, watching two dire teams.
One of them could have a new manager by then, though.
You think your man could be gone, do you?
Not us. Mark Hughes might, though.
Who are they going to replace him with?
Pulis.
hour.
Stranger things have happened. To
they
be
have. If they want to stay up, they'll appoint Pulis, but I don't think they'll go back to there.
No, possibly not. But anyway, we're digressing. Let's talk about Wednesday's action. It's, well, we've got to
it's
be great.
It's a bit like Stoke Newcastle in Wednesday's action, I'm afraid.
We've got to be grateful that there is racing on. Yeah. But it's not the highest quality, that goes without saying. And the first race that we're going to focus on, the 130 from Lingfield, is a maiden over a mile and two. Isn't going to take a massive amount of winning. But you've got horses in there that have shown bits and pieces of promise. You've got one horse in there that is very frustrating, and that's Macabre. We'll start with that one for Andrew Balding and PJ McDonald.
Yeah, I mean, he's got an official rating of 75.
She's had eight goes and has finished second three times.
Blinkered for the first time when out-battled at short odds at Wolverhampton, best part of 3 weeks ago. Beaten three quarters of a length on that occasion when, again, going off a short price, 11-8. Favourite, went off 11-10, I think, in fact, in the end. And you'd like to think there's something with maybe not as much talent, but more resolution in this race.
So where you're looking, is it Mundersfield? Is it Dash of Spice?
It is Dash of Spice.
Okay.
Interesting. I'll just go to Mundersfield first because Jamie Spencer been having a sparse amount of rides recently. Obviously, he takes the winter off. He'll head off to Dubai, etc. But not really riding much on the all weather. In the last fortnight, how many rides has he had? Oh, I can't tell you at the minute, but I would say it would be relatively few.
Okay.
So it is interesting that David Simcock, who he's, you know, he's got a great record with in the last year.
Just the one, I think.
Yeah. So
there
you go.
That was in November.
Yeah. That'll be right. So it is interesting that David Simcock, who had the most rides for last year, 118 rides, 19 winners, 29 places, he comes back to ride that 16% strike rate for him in the last 12 months. He might be maybe coming back for the Christmas period, but looking at that, he's booked for a few rides after that.
At Kempton.
So this looks to be his first ride back after.
It's his only ride at Lingfield as
well. Yeah, after a break.
You can read almost too much into. Interesting as well, Mundersfield was fourth in that same race that Macabre was second in last time out, but would you be expecting the Simcock
say,
filly to
on the Simcock yard, there should be a significant improvement from first to second start. Is by Nathaniel as well. Was never nearer on debut. Not knocked about by any means. A mile and two furlongs in this race at Wolverhampton. It was over a mile and 142 yards. So basically up a furlong and a bit in trip as well today. But I'm going to go with Dash of Spice.
Drawn in one as well.
Yeah, nice draw in the famous Jeff Smith colours by Teofilo, this filly, nicely bred. And
this one's a colt.
It is a colt. Ran no race on its debut at Newmarket, four for fourth. Beaten, ran about six lengths on that occasion, went outpaced at halfway and just plugged on, but took a significant step forward when second in a maiden at Epsom 73 days ago. That was on very different ground to what it'll encounter today. It was heavy at Epsom, obviously. Polytrack here, but being by Teofilo, that shouldn't be an issue. And was second to the very highly touted Ajman King of Roger Varians and Andrea Atzeni. Ajman King's got an official rating of 85. And since winning at Epsom, of course, went on to win at Doncaster, beating Society Red off a mark of 85. And he laughed at them on that occasion. Won by 3.25 lengths.
So the form looks okay, doesn't it?
Form is absolutely rock solid. In a race where you've got question marks over the one with form, Macabre, and Mundersfield ran okay on debut without pulling up any trees. So Dash of Spice in the 130 at Lingfield looks a decent bet to me.
The 3 o'clock at Lingfield is division two of a handicap over a mile and two. This one looks considerably less straightforward, Ollie. There's a few that do arrive here in decent nick, it has to be said. You've got Pink Ribbon coming here off the back of a win. Attain has been holding its form pretty well of late, and the likes of Ingleby Spring and even Luxford have been winning this season throughout the summer. But there's also a lot of dead wood in this.
Low grade handicap would be a nice, polite way of putting it. Top weight here is Miss Minuti, who runs off marker 67 but sneaks into this 0-65 with that £2 allowance you can give them now, but it's been bang out of form. Jason Watson takes 7 off. I thought there was an absolute standout here, Alex Dunn. Attain.
Okay.
For Archie Watson and Eddie Greatrix. Four-time C&D winner. Ran really well. Third of 16 in a handicap. Over 12 furlongs here last time. Drops back. Two furlongs in trip. to his ideal, a mile and two. Of course, four-time C&D winner over this trip. Got the plum draw installed too. And he runs off the same mark as his optimum trip. I thought there was ticks in all the right boxes. When he runs over a mile and two at Wolverhampton from a good draw, you can pretty much set your clock by him. In a race where, you know, a lot of these are going to run, you don't know how they're going to run. They'll run well on one day, run terrible on the other. Attain over a mile and two at his favourite track, favourite course and distance from a plum draw. He's going to be the one for me. I thought he stuck out like a sore thumb.
He's just one of those horses, isn't he, that he's just so, so consistent. And he's moved from Julia Fielden back in 2016 and basically has continued the same level of form, really. It is up and down. He's normally rated in the 60s, sometimes hit 70, sometimes
goes into
the 50s.
He's been as high as 70 last season.
He's running off 59
back down
here,
to 59 here. Over, as I say, just over the mile and two at Wolverhampton, which he loves, and he's got that lovely draw installed too. So all the ticks in the right boxes. Be disappointing. You see, if you're doing a place pot, mm-hmm. he'd probably be the first one you'd put in.
Okay. Last time he was rated as low as 59, other than the last run, was when he was rated 56 at Sandown,
that
and he went on to win on that occasion.
A long time ago, wasn't it?
It was. In fact, you look, when he's in the 50s, he tends to run very, very well indeed. So, provided he's still got a bit of that spark left, and that last run suggests that he does, Attain could go close in the 3 o'clock. Which is the best bet then? Attain, or is it going to be Dash of Spice?
I'm going to go for the double.
Ooh!
Attain and Dash of Spice double.
Okay.
So let's put it out there on this cold Wednesday.
Why not? Let's make some money. So, no nap, no next best.
Just
a win
both
double.
Win. Both win.
Okay.
Let's live the dream.
Why not?
Let's get Christmas paid for, Alex Dunn.
Let's do it. Thanks, listeners, for listening. I hope you're staying warm, and hopefully you can join us next time on the William Hill Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.